We're here Thursday night before the championship weekend begins with Mike Chanichuk. Mike, let's real quick go back. What made it for you come to Maryland after being at Princeton?
Honestly, you know, Maryland was one of the schools that I narrowed it down to out of high school. And so, you know, when I decided to leave Princeton, really the first place I looked to, and Coach Tillman was really excited about it and really did everything he can to help me get there. And, it was a little bit of a process, but we stuck together and it worked out. So I'm really happy about that.
So tell us how you feel going into this championship weekend. You've been here before, yeah. So it's not a first for you.
Exactly. I think it's definitely a different feel than the last time I was here 2 years ago. That time it was just very new, really exciting for me. We were playing really good lacrosse, but it was just really excited experience, and we were happy to be here. We really wanted to win, but I think this year, come in with a different mindset, knowing that it's a really tough battle, the two games, and that we're really here to do everything we can in our power to make sure that we come out on top at the end of the weekend.
You know, a couple of weeks ago, it seems like Coach inserted Carlson back into the lineup a little bit, playing crease, really, the old-fashioned crease lacrosse. Tell us what he's meant the past few weeks.
Yeah, Jay's great. He's, one of the best crease guys in the country. He also gets, like, 5 or 6 ground balls a game, and he gets a few goals where, it's off a deflection or a save, and he'll pick it up and kind of get that garbage goal that they people call it. But, he adds a different dimension to our offense where, the defense has to worry about the inside and the outside. So, he's been a great player. He's an older veteran guy, a leader, and we're really great to see him being so successful towards the end of the year.
Matt Rambo, of course, Connor Canizero, Heacock, Rotance. You think these kids, they're loose. They're loose kind of players. I mean, we saw Rambo a few weeks ago against Cornell with an incredible goal.
Yeah.
You think these guys are ready? You got them ready?
Yeah, they the younger guys have been really cool, calm, and collective all year. They have a great veteran guys to look up to, ask questions, that sort of stuff. So, I don't think they're going to be too nervous out there. I think they're just here to play lacrosse, that they've been playing all year. So, really excited for them.
Tell me how great the St. Anthony's team was on that you were on with Rafa and...
Well, Joe and Charlie were freshmen when I was a senior, so I didn't get to play with them, but we had some really good players that I played with. Will Manny, who was a Torton finalist, Tommy Shriver, who's also a Torton finalist, and another number of other really great players. So, we were definitely pretty good. My couple years, Chaminade got the best of us in the championship, and they have a lot of talent too, so... that's one rivalry that no matter what the talent is, it's going to be a good game no matter what.
I look at your shot and I look at Lacasio's shot and I see some similarities. Is that coaching or is that just two good shooters?
I think we both had my dad coached us both. My dad coached me growing up. My dad coached Joe pretty much his whole career through St. Anthony's. He was the JV coach at St. Anthony's. So I think, there's some, Joe's a really good shooter, and I think, we kind of have been taught the same way, and it's worked out for both of us.
They ever put the gun on both of you to see how fast the shot is?
Not in practice, but, messing around in the summer, we're both, high 90s, so, that's pretty good if you can get that going.
Mike, you've been a tremendous asset to the University of Maryland, and you're going to... You weren't here for the Virginia game, when we played Duke on that Saturday in Virginia. When you come out on that field, you're not going to believe what you see.
That's what I've heard talking to all the alumni, the older guys that were there.
Like me.
Yeah, and some of the guys on this team, they said it's an incredible experience, and I'm just so excited to finally see it firsthand.
All right, and congrats on All-American, but we know what's first and foremost.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.